Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hello, dear Amelia listeners. Before we begin our show, we wanted to give a quick shout out to a brand new show by some friends and colleagues of ours that has just launched. It's called World Gone Wrong, and it's a fictional chat show about friendship at the end of the world. The two hosts discuss topics such as, what do I do if my ex-boyfriend gets taken over by an alien body snatcher? How worried should I be about sewer alligators reading maps in downtown Chicago? Should I change my office hours to accommodate the vampire student in my class? And what is the deal with that guy showing up in all our old pictures? The show makes use of the classic podcast chat show format, but injects it with wild imagination and fantasy. The show is made by the team that brought you Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. You can find World Gone Wrong on all podcast apps, and we'll play you their trailer at the end of this episode.
Congratulations, you've reached the Amelia Project. This phone call isn't happening. If you're not serious about this, hang up. Now. Still there? Cole? Do we really have to go through the answer phone message again? You must know it off by heart by now. Oh, all right. So, you've got nothing to lose? Is there anything binding you to your current life? If you hesitated, do not proceed. This phone call isn't happening. Cole?
How do you know that it's me?
Who else wears pink satin pajamas? Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe, and he called for his bowl, and he called for his fiddlers three.
Stop singing.
What you have heard is true. We can make it happen. We are your escape route.
Well, that's what I need. I need to escape.
No, you don't! You need to get your ass out of bed and get to work! You're late!
Well, I can't. I'm a prisoner here. I need help.
Good choice. A new life awaits. You will hear back from us within the hour. If you do not hear back, well, frankly, you're screwed. Leave your message after the beep.
You have to help me. I'm trapped in a nightmare. I can't wake up.
Would you like some cocoa?
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Was that a yes?
This can't be happening.
What do you mean?
Is that really you?
No, it's my evil twin, Gustav.
I'm not here. None of this is true. It can't be.
You seem rattled. What you need is a nice cup of cocoa. Salvatore, two cocos, please. Now, Henry Cole, is it? What brings you to Amelia?
Don't talk to him.
Salvatore! Where's our cocoa?
Don't talk to him.
Why ever not?
He una spia is MI5.
Salvatore tells me you've been spying on us. Is that true?
No. No, of course not.
It's not! What do I you nincompoop!
Northcott.
Northcott? Who's Northcott?
This is a nightmare.
Relax, you're just having a bad day.
No, I mean, literally.
You think you're having a nightmare now?
I think so.
Oh dear. What's it about?
My boss, Northcott, you, and Salvatore.
Don't be offended, Salvatore.
I'm going to teach that little snitch a lesson. Stronzo bastardo figlio di puttana ratto.
How can I be dreaming in Italian? I don't speak Italian.
Forse non è vero italiano.
Valerio, where did you just come from? Get out of my dream. You were the creeps.
Non è un sogno. È un incubo.
Now. This will calm you down. Coco from Les Deux Margaux. It will rinse out the fear and fill you with warm, sweet bliss. Ready? What's this?
It's instant coffee.
It's a nightmare!
So now you believe me?
It's just... it's very unusual. We've never helped a client escape from a nightmare before.
Can you do it?
At Amelia, we can do anything.
Thank goodness.
But first, we need to make sure this really is a dream.
How do we do that?
Jump over the moon.
What?
Go on. Just do it. One, two, three. Whoa!
That felt amazing.
That proves it. You're definitely dreaming. How long have you been dreaming?
I don't know. I've lost track of time.
We have to stop thinking of time as this rigid thing that only goes in one direction. It's less of a river and more of a landscaped car park with a Minoan temple and a petting zoo.
Melissa?
Hello.
Just who I need. Could we jump forward in time to when this is all over?
Certainly.
I knew it. Finally, something we can take to Northcott. This is it, Cole. We've struck gold. Wake up and smell the coffee. And I'm not talking Waitrose instant.
Really?
Northcott's going to install the fanciest espresso machine money can buy right here in our office once she hears about this.
Melissa, I'm lost. I don't have any context. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Welcome to my world.
Actually, could we just go back? This is too confusing.
Very well.
Pomegranate.
What?
Are you even listening to me?
Sorry, I think I just nodded off.
How can you nod off? This is already a dream.
I don't know. You said you could make me disappear from this nightmare. You can make it stop?
If by letting you escape you continue spying on us, maybe I should just leave you here.
I'll do whatever you want. Impede the investigation, set them on a false trail, just anything. Just get me out of here.
I'm going to have to put this to a group vote. Everyone into my office, please. Cole, this is everyone. Everyone, this is Cole. He's been spying on us. What should we do with him?
We should punish him. We could strap a cage with one side open against his body and fill it with rats. I could hold a blowtorch up against the cage so the rats will want to escape the heat. And in order to do so, they'll have to burrow through his body.
What a lovely idea, Luke. Thank you for your input. Anybody else?
Rats are too good for that tallywasher. What you'll need are bagpipes.
Oh, I could put him through my wood chipper.
Come on, guys. Rats!
Bagpipes!
Wood chipper!
How about I pepper spray him?
Okay. Compromise. We impale him on a sharp pole and let him slide down by his own weight. While he does so, we flick him with molten silver.
What do you think, Bob?
I don't really know.
You know what? I don't care what they say, Cole. I'm going to help you. Aren't you all go?
Really? You'll help me?
Yes.
Why?
Because at Amelia, we like to do the unexpected.
Thank you so much.
Grab an ocarina.
What?
Bit like a recorder. 12 holes, easy to play.
I know what an ocarina is.
Do you want the purple or the turquoise one?
Yellow.
Great choice. We'll play on three, right?
Wait, what are we playing?
1, 2, 3. Okay, we've established you can play the ocarina.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Before I can help you disappear from your dream, we're going to have to interpret it. Here's what we'll do. I'll say some words, and you reply immediately without thinking, okay?
Okay.
Life.
Death.
Dog.
Cat.
Tree.
Earth.
Pomegranate.
What?
Pomegranate.
Kiwi.
Bean.
Chocolate.
Very good. Sleep.
Dream.
Fire.
Devil.
Gun.
Death.
Mask.
Death.
Car.
Death.
Daffodil.
Death.
Would you like a cigar?
Yes, please.
Interesting.
Shrouding sheet, oh, a pit of clay for to be made.
For such a guest is me.
It's Cecil, the gagging gravedigger. Welcome, Cecil.
A man is shaving with a straight-edge razor when it drops out of his hand and lobs off his penis. He picks it up, stuffs it in his pocket, hails a taxi and tells the driver to bring him straight to A&E. At the hospital, the surgeon says, "We're going to have to work fast. Give me your penis." The man reaches into his pocket and deposits the contents into the surgeon's hand. "But this is a cigar," says the surgeon. "Oh, my God," says the man. "I must have smoked my penis in the taxi."
That's good. Tell another one.
"Sorry, very busy. Got a grave to dig. Can I take your measurements?"
"What, no, not me. I don't die. Not yet."
"Yes, you do. At 12:20 sharp."
12:20? What time is it now?
"Time to wake up. I can't get through the tapes on my own."
Have I woken up?
"We're working on it, Haynes."
You'll be behind bars soon.
"I like Mars bars, but I'm even more fond of Maltesers."
"Would you like a Malteser, Cole?"
"Yes, please."
"You take the blue Malteser. And the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red Malteser. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes."
"Can I have the yellow one?"
"Great choice!"
"Oh, what's happening?"
"We're gathered here today for different places and at different stages of our journey through life in order to pay our last respects and bid a sad but fond farewell to... Sorry, what was your name?"
"His name is Cole. Henry Cole."
"I'm not having Nessie officiate my funeral. Don't we have a proper priest?"
"We do have a priest. Zael Indigo Ravenheart, Archpriest of the Apostles of Antithon. Zael, would you mind?"
"It would be an honor. There is life and there is death. They are not opposites. They are complementary. One gives rise to the other. Without one, the other does not exist. There are no opposites. Opposites are illusions."
Nor day without night.
No dreams without nightmares.
No earth without Antithon.
Sorry, are we late? It's just we had to doggy paddle down the Thames, burrow beneath Westminster, and sack race down Regent Street to get here.
Everything exists in pairs, and the pairs exist simultaneously. The last breath contains within it the first breath. The first holds the seeds of the last. They are the same. The first act of life is inhalation. The baby cries and everyone laughs. The final act of life is exhalation. A woman closes her eyes and everyone cries.
That's pure dead brilliant zeal. I'm welling up.
Stop crying, Nessie. Your tears are too big. We're all going to drown. Nessie! Nessie! Please stop!
Someone make that monster stop crying, please! We're going after
her! Nessie!
The day Venice goes under is the day I die.
Play something cheerful. We need to lighten the mood and stop Nessie crying.
Get Cecil to tell another joke!
Come on! Say something! Anything!
Watch out, Lily! Oh, I'm soaked! This can't be happening! This can't be real!
Of course not. It's fictional. I thought we'd established that by now.
There comes a
bee! This is it. This is the end.
Guys, it's just pretend.
Cole.
Yes.
Cole, wake up.
You mean... Well, we're... How long have I been sleeping?
A good hour.
Really? What's the time?
2 a.m.
Oh, why are we still at the office?
You really don't remember?
My mind is kind of a blur right now.
We've got 2 more days to listen to all these tapes and read all these case files.
We've barely scratched the surface.
Northcott doesn't care.
Is it just me, or do you think the box isn't getting any emptier? It's almost like the tapes are multiplying.
Well, there are lots more secrets. Should we crack on? Yeah, you need to throw some caffeine at your brain.
Yeah, coffee would be good. You know, maybe we should split the tapes between the two of us. Get through them quicker. Will we brief each other on anything important?
Well, you just tried that. You fell asleep.
Oh.
Ah, this should wake you up. I emptied the whole jar of Nescafe. Fuck! Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuckity fuck fuck.
Are you okay?
Oh, my God. The tapes. Are they okay?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. It's not like they were ordered. I mean, they're all a bit jumbled anyway.
Oh, shit. What about the case files? Any coffee stains? Oh, shit.
It's all right, Haynes. Just nothing seems to be too bad.
What? Have I damaged evidence?
That's weird.
What, Cole? What?
Can we take a look at this? Why is that in the box?
Papyrus?
With hieroglyphs.
How odd.
Am I still dreaming?
Cole? Go call the British Museum right now.
What?
We need an Egyptologist.
You're asking me to get an Egyptologist at 2 a.m. in the morning? I'm definitely still dreaming.
You're not dreaming, Carl. If this is what I think it is...
Yes?
Just get on the phone to the museum, okay? ASAP.
Can I wake up now? Can I wake up now? Can I wake up now?
Oh, This episode was written and edited by Philip Thorne. It was directed by Philip Thorne and Øystein Brega, with music and sound design by Frederik Barden. It featured Alan Bergen as the interviewer, Torgny G. Ondero as Agent Cole, Gemma Arrowsmith as Nessie and Northcott, Ravdeep Singh Bajwa as Salvatore, Mario Vernazza as Venerio, Kudra Owens as Melissa, Benjamin Noble as Agent Haynes, Michael Smulik as Luke, James Oliva as Alex, Julia C. Thorne as Alvina, Mudu Ba as Bob, Glyn Phillips as Cecil, Dave Moskin as Zale, Fiona Thrale as Tara, Sarah Golding as Lily, Tom Midler as Percy, and Julia Morizawa on the answer phone. The episode was produced by Imploding Fictions. It was recorded at Battlebird Productions and The Bridge Writing Studio in London, Spike City Studios and LSI Lutzproduktion in Oslo, and Torngeber Studios in Vienna. All graphic design for the Amelia Project is by Anders Pedersen. Thank you to Hedley Knights and Gabriel Geber for studio engineering, and thank you to our whole team of fabulous actors who came back for cameos. We hope this episode makes you want to go back and revisit some of the older cases again. And speaking of older cases, have you ever wondered what Agent Cole and Agent Haynes made of the clients in Season 1? Well, for this week's Patreon bonus, we're exploring just that. We're releasing a special minisode called That Kind of Case, in which we go back and catch up with Cole and Haynes pre-Season 2. You can listen to that by becoming a patron. Just go to patreon.com/AmeliaPodcast. That's patreon.com/AmeliaPodcast to make your pledge. It allows you to enjoy the Amelia Project to the full, and it allows us to rent studios, pay our actors, and keep making the show. Our $20 patrons get a special shout-out in the credits in the language of their choosing. And today's shout-out is in Welsh. Here goes. Diolch, Cathy. Am dy gefnogaeth hael ar Patreon. Thanks for listening, and happy nightmares.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, hello, I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.